And not only that, I mean, so there's the altruistic part of it, but let's talk about the financial aspect of it, right? Because there is a financial, in my humble opinion, benefit, and I think it's starting to be borne out, to having our own clinics for our own members that our families can go see and the members can go see, and here's why. You just said a guy comes in, he has an earache, but you might want to talk about, hey, you got a high blood pressure, or maybe you want to go down the hall and see our behavioral health specialist, and we can get in front of things that otherwise a doctor wouldn't bother to.
That's right.
Right? And, you know, how does a surgeon make money? He performs surgery.
Right.
Right? And so if you're getting in front of these things and you're catching early heart diseases and the early cholesterols and getting people pre-diabetes and can manage that, well, guess what that does for the fund? It saves us money. Does it not?
We spend $4 trillion every single year in this country on healthcare. It's one-fifth of our country's output. And we have a very unhealthy population with its health right. dropping precipitously.
Yeah.
And union funds and employers and the taxpayer have to keep footing the bill for 5, 10, 15% increases every year. And we're not getting anything for it.
Right.
And so our view is deliver high quality care, be aligned with the payer. And by the way, there are only three payers in this country, the taxpayer, the employer, and the union.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So contract directly with the payer, do what's right by the patient and their family. They get healthier. In this case, the union saves money. Everybody wins.
Yeah. Does the 80-20 rule still apply, where like, is it 20% of a population accounts for 80% of the healthcare spend, roughly?
It's probably in that neighborhood, Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
But the system just keeps getting more and more expensive. So the redundancy of MRIs, the redundancy of labs, the fact that doctors don't talk to one another, the fact that you have four docs writing scripts for you, and none of them are talking.
You know, and so obviously you said it, it's a trillion dollar industry. It's all at the end of the day based on money, right?
Yes.
Greed, corporate greed, right? There's a lot of consolidation. Your model, in my opinion, is almost like a union bringing on its lawyers in-house, right? Now they work for us. They're on salary. Like the doctor that works for our clinic, they're on a salary.
Yes.
They make what they make. They don't make the, I need to see 45 patients today, right? I have to hit this bells and whistles benchmarks, right? They make what they make.
Yeah, and let me take it a step further, Ken, if I could. If that doc does not improve the health of the population that he or she is charged with, and if those members don't have a good experience with that doc, we probably need to part ways, because that's all part of it.
That's a good point.
Well, the way the company works, I mean, your providers aren't standing there trying to look for, you know, a list of opportunities of, like, we could run this test, this test, this test. It's not about bringing money into the group bringing money into the company. It's finding ways to get people healthy, which I think anybody who goes to a doctor's office would agree. I mean, that's what they want. Right. So they're serving the patient, serving the union members.
Our provider teams, our clinical teams know that when Ed walks in the office, that we better be asking every question in the playbook to Ed to make sure that we're getting a sense of where is his health now and where is it going. And then we're going to talk to you about more than your runny nose.
I don't have a runny nose. I'm a model of perfect health, Stu.
I know. I'm sitting right next to you, Ed. You look good.
Thank you.
Strapping.
So you, all right, so.
And the clinics do serve as primary care. As well for members who come in.
Primary care as it was intended.
Right.
Which means take care of the family, take care of the whole person.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you separate mental health and physical health? You hurt your body because of what's going on in your head.
Why do you separate dental from medical? The teeth are part of your body.
Those are luxury bones. They're not teeth. They're luxury bones.
You know, nobody told you to chew.
Yeah.
So you have this, and then.